hikers are hitting Wisconsin's Ice Age Trail this weekend as part of the Mammoth March. In the event, hikers aim to reach up to 30 miles in a single 12-hour span. This is the first time the long-distance hike is coming to the state. It's intended, organizers say, to be a challenge, but not necessarily a competition. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like big hikes? What would you like to know about long-distance organized hiking? Have you traveled the Ice Age Trail's Kettle Moraine State Forest Branch before? And you can share your favorite place to hike here in Wisconsin. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Michael Matruder is founder of Mammoth March. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Can you talk about the inspiration for Mammoth March and why you're bringing them to the United States?
Yeah, so I'm German, and long distance hiking and hiking events are a real big thing in Europe for the last 5 to 7 years. And I was wondering before I brought it to the U.S. why that never happened in the U.S. because there's tons and millions of hiking trails and avid hikers, and I never found an answer to that, which led me to the idea of putting it up myself, and that literally happened 2021 when I came up with the idea of Mammoth March and hosting long distance hikes across the U.S.
As I understand it, Michael, this is not a race; it's a community event. Can you make that distinction for us?
Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of people mistaken it by being a race or just another event where you run or your time's being tracked and that. And that's not what we do. So technically, and as you mentioned in the intro, it's a 20-mile hike in 8 hours or even a 30-mile hike in 12 hours. We don't really enforce that time. So if people finish later, they still get their medal. They still get, the award and the certificate. So it's technically just a challenge that you, beat those 20 or even 30 miles and accomplish something 99% of our participants have never done before, which is 20 or even 30 miles of, walking and hiking straight. And that's what it, when it becomes a community, when you don't compete against others, but together with others during our events.
If someone hasn't done 20 miles or 30 miles in a day, what is your advice to them to prepare themselves for an event like this?
Well, I always say it is not a matter of if you finish, but how you feel after you cross the finish line. So I would say a lot of people are able to finish 20 miles. They should have done a little bit of practice. And the question is how will they feel a day, 2 days, a week after the event? And I mean, the best advice is always, when you start preparing and you start walking and hiking, just rack up a few miles the next week. So if you say you're feeling comfortable doing 10 miles, next time you go, make it 12. And the next time you go, make it 14. Pack some supplies and just see how far you can go. And then you don't really have to have walked 20 miles at a stretch or even 30 to compete at the event. It's just like a marathon. Just few people, do a marathon when they practice and prepare for a marathon, because the event itself will have a huge impact on your performance and, the community pushing you, reaching your goals. So I'd say if you manage to get 15 miles together and if you can string 15 miles together, you're perfectly prepared for the event.
Talking to Michael Matruder about the Mammoth March coming to Wisconsin this weekend. Now, this will be the first time, Michael, in Wisconsin this Sunday. How did you settle on the Ice Age Trail's Kettle Moraine State Forest Branch for this event?
Well, we are actually here in Wisconsin right now. We start marking the trails as early as today. We connected with the people from Northern Kettle Moraine a year or so ago, and we found that it's a perfect it has perfect conditions for our event. So we have to check a few boxes, like is there a sufficient parking space. Are there options for us to set up an aid station to supply people with water, snacks, energy drinks, and stuff like that? Are these, aid stations accessible? And obviously, is it a nice trail? Is it scenic? Because we don't want to have people walking on the sidewalk. So Wisconsin and the Ice Age Trail, and in particular the Northern Kettle Moraine, checked a lot, if not all, of those boxes. And that's when one thing led to another, and that's when we're very excited to be here on Saturday.
And what has the response been from people when you put out the invitation?
Actually, we've been overwhelmed by it, because when we put it out, it was around December when we put up the event. It's been sold out since, I think, the last two and a half months now. We have 1,000 people registered, around 150 of them tackling the 30 miles. The rest will do the 20 only. And I think we could have sold easily at least 1,500, 1,600 tickets. We capped it because it's a first year event. You want to see how smooth it goes. But the response has been absolutely amazing.
And I got to ask you, Michael, as the organizer, are you too busy organizing, or do you get to go on the hikes when you hold these events?
It's a very good question, and I never hiked the event on the day of the event. I'm actually the one seeing the least of my event. I'm technically stuck at the headquarters at our venue, coordinating deliveries and EMT staff members, volunteers. So I'm actually the one who sees the least of the events. But obviously, I've supported and marked the trails, and I've seen quite a lot of the event, but unfortunately not on the day off.
Michael, we'll leave it there. Have a great event, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
That's Michael Matruder, founder of the Mammoth March Long Distance Hiking Challenge. It comes to Wisconsin this Saturday at Kettle Moraine State Forest Northern Unit. Coming up, we'll keep the hiking conversation going. We want to hear from you with suggestions for great hikes around the state. Join in at 800-642-1234. Where do you like to go for a hike, big or small, here in Wisconsin? Do you have a local favorite, or maybe a place around the country you've journeyed to for a great hike? Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. There's more hiking coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation about Wisconsin's scenic trails and hiking opportunities. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite spot to take in the state's natural beauty? Did you go for a good hike over the three-day weekend? Where are you hiking this weekend? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Kevin Revelinsky is a travel blogger and author of Hiking Wisconsin, a guide to the state's greatest hikes. You can follow his journeys in Wisconsin and around the world at themadtraveler.com. Kevin, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I know it feels like summer. Summer officially starts less than a month from now. On a hot summer day, what do you look for in a good hike?
Shade. For sure, shade. Something close to the water, maybe Lake Superior water. Obviously heat's going to be a factor. I think this summer, with highs already hitting 90 this week in Madison, shade and not too challenging in terms of the up and down.
Let's talk about planning a good hike. I've used your book, actually, Kevin, in my own excursion planning, mapping out courses on different state parks around the state. Can you talk about the planning process as you get ready for a hike? Do you just go and wing it, or do you map it out beforehand?
I'm more of a seat of the pants winging it, like, hey, let's go for a hike now. But you do need to know what you're getting into. And, are you out for a long hike? You better be prepared. You better have water packed with you. You can't just, especially as we were saying in the heat, just go without your water bottle in hand. And it depends on who's with. Do you have kids in tow? Do you have the dog? Do you have that, the necessary leash for the state parks if you're bringing your dog? And it's not just a matter of length. A 10-mile hike is obviously very long, but if it's flat, it's not going to stress you out too much if you're taking your time. But whereas a 3-mile hike at Devil's Lake that goes up and down is, might you might lose some of the people who aren't up for that one.
Now, Kevin, you're a Wisconsin traveler. You're also a world traveler. Be honest with us. How does Wisconsin stack up against the rest of the world when it comes to great places to hike?
You know, I think we're one of the tops, but I am willing to lie to myself because I love my home state. But I've been to Patagonia, and well, when you have snow covered mountain peaks in the background, that's kind of awesome too. But we do have, I think, just great access to trails and wilderness just right outside the back door. You know, with the Ice Age Trail and the North Country Trail and Shawamigan, and the National Forest is. It's rich with that sort of for that sort of activity. And the Kettle Moraine, as you were mentioning with the previous guest. So,
well, it's you've started naming some names
too.
Definitely.
You
know, Kevin, that's okay, Kevin. You started naming some names there. Can you give us some that are maybe off the beaten path? I think most people, if you like to go for a hike and you like nice sights, you know Devil's Lake State Park in Wisconsin,
sure.
And it's known around the world. What are some that, maybe they're unsung hidden gems around the state that we ought to check out?
Well, hidden gems. Okay, so there's the Lakeshore Trail up at Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, which is not a hidden gem, but I think a lot of people think of paddling there more than hiking. Mm. But that's a nice trail. Not very far from there, south of Cornucopia, is a waterfall called on Lost Creek, and I think it's Lost Creek number three. They weren't very creative with their names, but it's a very small waterfall out in the middle of the forest, and you can go and actually stand behind it, speaking of keeping cool in hot weather. And I think a lot of people overlook that when they're up there seeing the glorious sea caves. So that's a good one.
And I think I used your book to map out a trail through a Blue Mound State Park, which is really scenic. I really like it, and not as crowded as, say, your Devil's Lake State Park. Do you have any favorite things to share there?
That's a great one, because you've got a lot of hiking trail, many miles of it. You've got two observation, towers. And as you said, it's less visited, but it's a little more rustic. The view is, I don't know, what is it, 25 miles or something to the next state. And there's a part of the park, if I'm remembering my cardinal points here, I think it's the east side of the park that's across the road, that I don't think anybody really ever goes over there. Well, I'm exaggerating. Very few people go to that side. And it kind of follows a little creek down a hill into, a grove. And, there's just these...
Oh, yeah.
You're off the beaten trail, even in the same park.
Yeah, so. I highly recommend going along that creek at Blue Mount. I know exactly what you're talking about, Kevin.
It's a good one.
We're talking to Kevin Revelinsky, travel blogger, author of the book Hiking Wisconsin, A Guide to the State's Greatest Hikes. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you looking for a new place to hike around in your neck of the woods? Do you have a point of local pride that you could recommend, maybe take visitors to all the time? What is your favorite place to go for a hike in Wisconsin? Maybe a summertime favorite. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Kevin, you write about hiking, and you've also written a lot about camping. Do you have favorite places for combining the two, camping and hiking here in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah, that's, I would say Newport up in Door County, because they've got, well over a 14-mile hike there. And you can actually hike into the campsites. So it's not your traditional drive-up sort of situation. And even though you're in Door County, once you get into those trails, there's not that many people around. It's also a dark sky park. So if you're into stargazing, that's an excellent place to be. So you can get both of those in there. And further up on Rock Island, as long as I'm picking on Door County. Copper Falls. That's another great campsite. They've got the campsites are very segregated by brush, even though you might be not so far from your neighbor. It seems like you are. And that's got, several great waterfalls. And again, they've got that one, a couple trails that nobody seems to go on that go to another more equally exotic place.
That sounds great. Now, how about people looking for just a short hike? We talked about that mammoth hike earlier. Not everybody's up for that right now. What's a good starter hike in a couple different parts of the state?
Oh, in different parts of the state. Well, I'm best familiar with the really short hikes around Madison, but we've got things that are all within an hour drive. If you keep it under 3 miles, that's a pretty short hike. Here in Madison, we've got the Cherokee Marsh on the north side of town. Places further south like Magnolia Bluff, where you get another scenic overlook, and a lot of people don't know that that's even there. Any segments of the Ice Age Trail, you can make them as long as you want. Since it's point to point, you just walk as halfway as far as you think you can go and turn around and come back. There's a good Dells of the Eau Claire near Wausau. That's a county park, and you can have a very short hike around the water tumbling over the rocks there. But you can also get on a segment of the Ice Age Trail that approaches from the south. And that's about a 4.7 mile round trip if you're going, all the way to the falls from that trail end and back.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Carol is with us in Duluth. Carol, hello.
Hi there. I just would like to encourage anybody writing articles or books to be sure to include information about trails that are accessible for handicapped folks. Like my husband's in a wheelchair, and often anything written, I can't tell whether there's any portion of the trail that he could access. So just encouraging people to keep that in mind.
Carol, thanks a lot for the call. I'll point people to the state DNR has an Open the Outdoors section on their website. If you search for accessible recreation in DNR or Open the Outdoors, you can find that. Kevin, do you know resources for accessibility at our state parks and other hiking trails?
Yeah, mostly what you just pointed out, but also some of the hiking guides, and mine included, would mention things that are, if it's a paved path involved. And I consulted with a friend who was wheelchair bound about what is accessible. Sometimes just a paved gravel path is good enough, depending on the condition of your wheels. So I think beyond the resources of the list that the state provides, people can kind of determine from the trail description what the surface is and that if this is going to work out.
Carol, thanks a lot. Great question. Mike is with us now in Dodge County. Mike, hello.
Thanks, Rob, for taking my call. I was just going to tell you about a gem in my county. I live in Dodge County, and we have something called Horicon Ledge. I'm sure people are familiar with the Horicon Marsh, but that's great walking. But then there's also a ledge where you can walk around in the cliffs, and it's really nice on a cool day to walk through the caverns and things like that. So. Ooh. Even at the county level, there's some nice parks.
And that's a campground as well, right? The ledges is what
correct.
I'm thinking of. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mike, thanks a lot for that. And he mentions it being cool to go through, the passes and the caverns there. I know things like Parfrees Glen, if that's open now, there are a lot of nice things where you go down along water and all of a sudden it's much cooler, Kevin, on a hot day.
Yeah, it's a completely different ecosystem. There's different plants growing on the rocks because they have, they enjoy a moist environment and also, like you said, cooler.
Mike, thanks for the suggestion. Dwayne is with us now in Wausau. Dwayne, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. You mentioned Dells of the Eau Claire, which in and of itself is worth the drive just to see the canyons and all the rocks.
Right.
And it's beautiful. But you can hike that around there. We've hiked both of them and come back. And I'm from that area. But you can also commingle it with a trip to up by Granite Peak or the old Rib Mountain, they called it. There's trails all over up in there. And you can hike way around like a quarry back in there. And it's all wood and beautiful. And you can do both in one day, and Granite Peak's one of the highest points in Wisconsin. I don't think it's the highest, but anyway, two birds in one stone.
Dwayne, thanks a lot. Tim's Hill, I think, is going to be our highest point in Wisconsin, Kevin.
That's right. Well, it doesn't seem like it, but, elevation-wise,
it doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much, and they got the platform on top, too. So, and I think that's Rib Mountain State Park, if I'm not mistaken. I know they call it Granite Peak now. Mm. I guess we the mountain seemed like a hard sell. I don't know, but that is a that's some great hiking there for sure.
It's a Wisconsin mountain. Thanks a lot for that call and that great suggestion, Kevin. Do you have hikes in the works for this summer in Wisconsin or beyond, places you're planning to go?
Well, I'm hoping to get back up north again. It's where my family originally is from, and I'll hike to St. Peter's Dome, overlooking with a view all the way out to Lake Superior there, Shawangan Bay, and Morgan Falls is part of that hike. It is part of the North Country Trail, I guess, but we just hike in, go up to the dome, and take in the view. So,
Kevin, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
That's travel blogger Kevin Revelinsky, author of Hiking Wisconsin, A Guide to the State's Greatest Hikes. He joined us for a look at great hikes around Wisconsin, some inspiration. Earlier we heard from the founder of the Mammoth March. That's a big hike coming to Wisconsin this Saturday. You can keep sharing your favorite Wisconsin hiking locations on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Is there a place you go to year after year, or maybe season after season, to watch as things change and develop over the course of the year? Do you have a favorite hiking memory here in Wisconsin? We'd love to hear about it. You can email ideas@wpr.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page and let us know.